Good morning, Arctic. High pressure is locked in across interior New York and New England, and temperatures plummeted again overnight. Most everyone is waking up to temperatures at or below zero again this morning, in some cases even 10 to 15 below, with readings as low as the 20s below zero across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. With that sunshine, we'll turn things around, and a developing southerly wind will push temperatures back above zero, and we'll climb through the single digits and into the teens by the end of the day today, close to the Canadian border. From I-90 and Point South, temperatures will even make it into the lower and middle 20s, with even some upper 20s closer to the East Coast. All the while, a storm system will lift out of the lower Mississippi Valley and head in our direction. That sun will fade behind increasing clouds during the day, and there's a chance of some light snow breaking out, especially across parts of the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England before the day is through. As the storm draws closer, the snow will increase in coverage and intensity and add up to at least a couple of inches before we see a changeover south of I-90 to some sleet and freezing rain by midnight. As we get deeper into the night, the storm system will take a track right up the Appalachians and into central New York, so most of interior New York and New England will be on the milder side of the storm, and temperatures will continue to climb through the 20s and into the 30s during the overnight period. We'll hold on to snow, sleet, and freezing rain longer in the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, while the rest of the region will change to just plain rain by sunrise. We'll have a period of icing across parts of the area, and eventually everyone will change to just plain rain after sunrise tomorrow. Still, parts of the Adirondacks, North Country, into the Champlain Valley and central and northern Vermont will have the opportunity to pick up as much as 3 to 5 inches of snow before the changeover occurs all the way north to the Canadian border. Temperatures will continue to surge, and most everyone will be well into the 40s, if not lower 50s, by tomorrow afternoon. There's even the potential for some heavier rain as the storm pushes through. Behind the system will dry out with a few rain and snow showers for the rest of the week, with highs in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, precipitation over the Tennessee Valley and Mid-Atlantic will intensify and become more widespread as that wave of low pressure over the lower Mississippi Valley deepens and tracks toward the Appalachians. Within the northern edge of the precipitation shield, several locations will see snow transitioning to sleet and freezing rain before eventually changing over to all rain as increasing amounts of warm air overrun that retreating Arctic air mass. The deepening low will continue to track northeastward along the Appalachians, allowing for the messy wintry mix of precipitation to spread into the northeast into tonight and tomorrow. The highest snowfall totals will be just to the north and west of the low track, mainly across northwestern Pennsylvania and western New York. Winter storm warnings are in effect for these areas for as much as 8 to 15 inches of snow. Ice accumulations will be possible for a large portion of the Mid-Atlantic and New England, while heavy rain will be the dominant threat for locations closer to the coast. Further south in the milder air near the Gulf Coast, severe thunderstorms are possible today with strong wind gusts and hail, the primary risks, and even the possibility of a few tornadoes. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under clear skies and 2 below zero with a west wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 4 below zero, the dew point 11 below, 71% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.56 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 40 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, increasing clouds in New York with light snow developing in the mid-30s, Boston increasing clouds in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs around 30. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 8 above zero, the low 13 below. The average temperature 2 below, that's 28 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday for the month, 3 inches and 8.5 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees. The average low, 17. the record high 55 set in 2006, and the record low 22 below in 1943. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:26 p.m. 10 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today, with snow showers possible by dark and highs in the teens to around 20. Snow tonight, changing to sleet and freezing rain towards sunrise, with temperatures rising through the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with light snow possible by dark and highs in the upper 20s. Snow tonight changing to sleet and freezing rain, then plain rain overnight with temperatures rising into the 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with snow showers possible by dark and highs in the lower 20s. Snow tonight, changing to sleet and freezing rain towards sunrise, with temperatures rising through the 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today, with light snow possible by dark and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Snow tonight, changing to sleet and freezing rain, then plain rain, with temperatures rising into the 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with light snow possible by dark and highs in the mid-20s. Snow tonight changing to sleet and freezing rain, then plain rain by sunrise with temperatures rising into the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any freezing rain or sleet changing to all rain with temperatures near 50. A mix of sun and clouds, a few rain and snow showers Wednesday, upper 30s. Mostly sunny, lower 30s on Thursday. Increasing clouds on Friday in the lower 30s, and the chance of rain or snow on Saturday back into the 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.